Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with stage manager Kathy Dice about the Keck Theater Players' skits being performed at the Heritage Stage in Wapello this weekend.
For the production happening this weekend, is this the main spring production for the Keck Theater Players?
Yes, it is. We usually have a spring and a fall performance, and this one will be our spring performance. And we're very excited about it because it was written by our own Keck player, Doris Ryan, who was inspired by old TV shows that she greatly enjoyed.
What is your involvement with the production this weekend?
This weekend, I am the stage manager. So when you see the sets change and furniture getting moved around, I'll be the little person doing that.
What are the ages of the talent, the actors who are involved?
Well, some of our youngest are in the Rocky cartoon skit, and I believe that would be, I'm trying to remember her name for sure, Lydia Massey, and I want to say she's 6, maybe 7 years old.
And then it kind of just ranges up there to adults.
It does. We've got quite a range. I don't want to say how old our oldest people are, but they're getting old enough where they don't really care if you mention their age.
And how long are these skits that are being performed, roughly?
Oh, some of them are very short, only like 5 to 7 minutes long. And our longest one, I believe, stretches out all the way to maybe 12 to 15 minutes.
What are these skits about?
Well, they range greatly. As I said, they were all inspired by old TV shows, and I kind of hint that people should see if they can figure out what TV show inspired them as they're watching the characters. But one of them is really kind of easy to guess because it's called Gilligan's Treasure, and it's got 7 cast members in it who I say are pretending to be castaways. And another one involves two young ladies who are sisters and their trials with each other. They get into an argument about clothing. In fact, 2 of our skits involve young ladies getting upset about clothing. But we also have our cartoon skit where there's like fireballs showing up on stage and secret agents from Russia sneaking around as well. So there's a lot of bizarre stuff happening on stage this spring.
How do you think the younger actors connected with these skits? Did they watch any old sitcoms to kind of get a feel of what they were performing?
Well, that was one thing we suggested a great deal. I think some of the shows have been recent enough that they maybe did see them, but in other situations, they probably were Googling to look up these sitcoms that are not around anymore.
So for audience members, will there be sort of a questionnaire or something, like a chance for people to guess which skits are what?
I believe so, because we are having a trivia contest in between the skits as well, where our director, Doris Ryan, will be coming out and asking questions from the audience. And I've heard rumors of prizes of candy bars being handed out to correct answers.
Sounds like a pretty fun time.
I think so, yes. And you really want to be kind of up on your past TV shows. And it really hurts that we're looking at a broad range of time, because I was checking the dates, and some of these shows started in 1959. And some of them went off the air in 1996. We're covering a pretty broad range of television.
What do you enjoy most about doing these skits this spring?
Oh, I would say seeing the costumes showing up. Because when we had a rehearsal last week where we got to see the Rocky cartoon costumes coming out. And it was really good to see how creative they got with those costumes. And the Gilligan's Treasures costumes are pretty good as well. So I would have to say the costumes have been pretty neat.
Who would you recommend to come and see the performances?
Well, I would say it's family friendly, but it would be someone who actually got to see these shows when they were little. So I hate to say it, but that would be people like between 40s to even their 60s, because I couldn't remember some of these shows, but my husband, who's in his young 60s, could. So older adults, though I think the kids will have a pretty good time too. But for the trivia questions, I'm betting it's going to be the older adults who are going to get the questions answered most correctly.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with stage manager Kathy Dice about the Keck Theater Players skits being performed at the Heritage Stage in Wapello this weekend. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.